Hi, I'm Lori Lynn, a wife to my cowboy, a mama to some great kids, and a couple golden retrievers, a creative artist and certified interior designer who also owns a heart-centered design biz, a country gal and podcaster with a strong Minnesota accent. Pull up a chair, grab a hot coffee or a hot tea, and let's have a warm and cozy conversation. Welcome to Country Proud Living, episode 13, Love, Family, and Boundaries. Just a quick note about today's episode. I just wanted to mention that I've been trying to be very efficient with my time and consistently uploading a new episode every week, no matter what. So this week, I had an hour drive to my brother's for Easter and an hour back. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I could actually record in the car and be efficient because I've been struggling to find the time just to have some quiet time with my busy design work and travel and different things. So I hope you'll give me some grace. I feel like the message is still good, but you're going to hear a little background noise at times, so please bear with me. Thank you. So I'm going to share something with you that's been very helpful to me, and I just think this message is really good. So here it is. My whole life changed when I realized I could be humble and calm, yet still not tolerate disrespect and set solid boundaries to protect my energy. I think this message is really helpful because we just had a holiday week this past week, and I just think there's, you know, as much joy as there can be and laughter and all of that, there's also a lot of stress and anxiety of trying to get everybody together and trying to please everyone and make sure, you know, nobody feels not included and all of that. So it is really kind of challenging. So I just thought this might be a really good topic for today. I just felt inspired by it with a lot of things that I had going on in my own life, and I know I'm not alone. So hopefully you enjoy it. As a reformed people pleaser, I've learned that how other people act is not your responsibility. You don't need to manage the behaviors of those around you. It's a very vital lesson about personal boundaries and responsibility. We're not responsible for the actions of others, and this will give you so much peace. And when I feel stressed about, you know, trying to be a people pleaser and, you know, going out of my way to do things, sometimes at the detriment of myself, I have to kind of remember that. It's just really important. And it's also important to remember that life is 10% what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. You know, how you react to certain situations really kind of sets you up mentally for how you're feeling. You know, it's just really interesting because, you know, people may do things that they don't even realize affect you in lots of ways. They just are very selfish, or they're just thinking of themselves and they just don't think how you might feel about a certain situation. So I think that's also a really interesting thing to remember. A long time ago, I was on a flight back from Missouri for a store trip. They call it a store punch. And I actually got to sit between a couple people on that flight. And one of them was, his name is Brian Byrow, and he's a speaker, national speaker. Really interesting guy. And I really enjoyed speaking with him. And one of the other people on the plane next to me was a military guy, and he was really excited because he was coming back from Afghanistan or somewhere, and he was really excited to see his daughter. He had only seen her like once, and he was tearing up telling us the story, this Brian Biro and I. And we all, us three, had the best conversation for many hours. I think we were on the flight for, I don't know, it was 2 hours maybe. And we just had such a great time talking. And then when I got back a couple weeks later, this Brian Biro sent me a stack of books, all of his books that he had written. I think he's written like four or five different books. And I mean, that was just the nicest thing. He never asked for anything, but it made such a big difference in my life. And one of his very famous quotes that was in one of his first books he ever wrote is, "The love we fail to share is the only pain we live with." And it's because of a story he had told about somebody who he had held back from showing affection to, somebody who actually made a huge difference in his life. And this person actually passed away, and he never got the chance to let that person know how much he loved that person and what a difference she had made in his life. And I just think it's such an important message, is the love we fail to share is the only pain we live with. And I think it's really a good lesson to know. And if there is somebody like that in your life that you have not shown that affection to, or have told them that you love them, or you're holding back for any reason, it's never too late. And don't wait. Do not wait, because you never know if you ever have that chance. So, love is abundant. Love is like the air we breathe. There's just plenty to go around for everyone in this world. And some people are very stingy with their hearts and kind of closed off and have a lot of walls in front of them. And if they only knew how much love was there for them, if they would only allow it, it would just make their lives so much better. And it doesn't matter if they're in their 20s or 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s. Some people just never learn that. They always feel that there's a lack of love available for people, and they're very stingy with that love and with their hearts, and it's really unfortunate. Everybody has family issues, everybody. And, I've talked to many people over the course of many years, and some people have shared some really heartbreaking stories right along with mine. I have some too. And it's so sad. Like, one example is, there's somebody who didn't even come to their grandkids' wedding. They're capable, they could come, but they just didn't want to make the trip. And it's like, it was not that far. It was in the Midwest. But I mean, I can't imagine if I was able to walk, talk, and do stuff where I wouldn't want to be at my grandkids' wedding. Like, that just is so hard to understand and imagine. And this person really was hurt by it. And, I offered some comfort, because I said, sometimes you can try all you want to try to help somebody to see what they're missing, but they have to want to come. They have to have the desire for that relationship to happen. It can't be one way. It has to be two ways. And, as heartbreaking as that is, it's not her responsibility what they do. She can wish for it, she can hope for it, she can pray for it, she can do all of those things. But there is nothing, unfortunately, that she can do to change their mind. And sure enough, they didn't make it to the wedding. And it was so sad. But they're the ones who lost out. They're the ones who will pay the price. They're the ones who have the regrets, you know. And then there's another story of somebody else who, you know, her parents have had hardly any contact with her family. So they just didn't like her husband that she married, who has been an excellent husband, who is a loving father. He's been great. They have a nice, beautiful family. But, you know, these people, her parents, have held grudges for all these years and have missed out on everything. Everything her kids ever did, every school program, you name it. And it's just, it's heartbreaking. But it's not her fault. It's not her fault. It's not her responsibility. She can hope and pray. She can do all those things. But you can't make somebody do what they don't want to do. You know? Oh, there's so much more I could say on this topic. But just know that if you struggle with some family issues or family dynamics, just know you're not alone. You are not alone. Everybody I know has some sort of story like that. And we're all in it together. You know, we're all just trying to walk each other home. That imagery I love. But it's true. We're all just trying to walk each other home. You know, and that's the best we can do. You know, and love the people around you. And the other thing I have to say about that is there's two schools of thought on this, and I don't know if there's a right or wrong on this, but I'm going to be posting a quote in my stories that kind of talks about this. But to kind of love the people who love you, and just you have to kind of disregard the ones that don't, and just kind of move on. And it's not those words exactly, but it's to that effect. But the other thing is the people that challenge you the most are usually the people that need the love the most. I can remember reading something about, you know, troubled children in schools and different things, and, you know, that sometimes those are the ones that need the most love. And that's true. And I mean, I'm not a teacher, and I know that's a very difficult and challenging topic, but, you know, that's probably true. So if there's somebody that you're struggling with in your life, like I am, they're the ones that probably need the most love. So even though it's super, super hard, you have to kind of love them through it, love them anyway. And boy, isn't that a challenge? when it's not really reciprocated or anything, and they're just kind of tough to deal with or be around, you know, it's really hard to love that person. Really hard. Okay, here's the quote that I mentioned earlier, and I didn't have it quite right from my stories, but spend your time on those that love you unconditionally. Don't waste it on those that only love you when the conditions are right for them. Oh, 100%. 100%. That just speaks to me. But it also kind of contradicts the thought of sometimes you have to love people even if they don't love you back, as hard as that can be. So, I don't know. It is those two schools of thought, and I'm not sure which one's right, but I guess the one that's right would be the one that protects you and, you know, doesn't make you a doormat for someone else. I guess that's the best way to look at it, and setting boundaries with certain people is probably also a way to kind of handle that, which I feel like I'm doing such a better job of that compared to my younger self. Gosh, I wish I knew more about setting boundaries with people when I was in my 20s and 30s and 40s. It sure would have helped, that's for sure. Just know that everybody has a challenge, and gotta try to, as hard as it is, love them through it anyway. the podcast by clicking plus follow at the upper right. And if you click the three little dots at the top right, there's also a drop-down menu to copy the link or share show to share with your friends and family. Most importantly, please leave me a review. If you scroll to the bottom of the episodes, you'll see a rating with stars and a write a review prompt. This is truly one of the only ways to help my podcast grow, and it would mean so much to me. Thank you. Love and light, Lori Lynn.